Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Number three here on the Rod Echols Show. It is the fastest 3 hours on Internet Talk Radio, powered by Zinc Media Arts. On this Tuesday, August number 14 in the year of our Lord 2018 morning. Welcome back as we continue on. This whole Mueller thing, it's nothing but a sham. Yeah, right, that's all it is. It's a sham and it's a show for the left. Well, look what we're doing. You know, I can't, wherever left is hanging. Now, folks, you got to understand, I know a lot of people are still, upset with Twitter and Facebook and that. I got some stuff on Facebook Purge, by the way. It's probably going to shock you. We'll get into that this hour. As well as a couple other, another shocking thing. Well, it's not so shocking, but, it's some truth about so-called immigrants or refugees, to be specific, and this whole notion about turning some illegals into refugees. Yeah, you're not going to believe this stuff. But this other stuff is not going to surprise you. We'll get into that this hour as well. But there's this whole thing. They're all talking to their left base when it comes to this whole rigmarole about election collusion. But I saw a story of some of the Florida. Now, Florida is a battleground state, and to have this story come out now, it is rather interesting. Evidently, some 11-year-olds were able to hack into some of the Florida voting machines. Now, I don't know how they can do that. They're not tied up to the... You know what they're doing with some of these tests? They're connecting these machines to the internet. Now, normally during the voting process, they're not connected to the internet. So, but in any case, this is all about talking to the base and trying to rile up their base on the left. And that there's going to be this whole blue wave if the left just gets together and kicks out all the corruption that's in the Trump. So far, tell you the truth, folks, there has been no scandal in the Trump administration. Now, let me qualify that. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's being trying to be turned into scandal, like this whole Omarosa thing. If anything, the scandal is that somebody, whether it's Omarosa or somebody else, is doing something illegal by recording a lot of stuff that's going on in the White House, which is illegal. Now, we've got these tapes. Omarosa says, I have this tape now of the president doing it. That was an illegal recording. Well, Rod, why is all that kind of stuff illegal? Shouldn't they be open? Well, the point is that you cannot secretly tape inside the White House or inside Congress. And it has nothing to do with having an open, transparent government. It has everything to do with keeping the secrets for national security. Now, if somebody can slip in a recording device and start recording willy-nilly on what might be considered a benign conversation, what about when it comes to the serious stuff that needs to be kept under wraps? Oh, yeah. The left doesn't think about that. Well, I shouldn't say they don't think about it. They don't care about it. They know exactly what they're doing. But when it comes to scandals that are done by or created by Trump and his people themselves, there so far there hasn't been any. They have turned over every possible stone. They have looked behind every curtain. They have flipped through every book. There's nothing there. And frankly, you know, you leftists out there, I'm getting a little bit of tired. You people keep saying the same old stuff about collusion this, collusion that. Look, there is none on the Trump side. Has anybody in the Trump organization been indicted for so-called collusion? No. What we have is a bunch of indictments on a bunch of Russians. And surprise, 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 some of them have decided to defend themselves. And Mueller is scrambling to. Have you ever heard of a prosecutor saying, well, we don't want to turn over evidence to them? We don't want them to have, you know, discovery. That is the basis. That is one of the foundations of our judicial system. The accused has every right to look at all the evidence that you supposedly have against them. It's part of being able to face your accuser face to face. So what Mueller is telling them, no, we're going to tell you what you're guilty of, and we're not going to give you the opportunity to defend yourself. That's a banana republic, folks. This is absolutely insane and ludicrous. There has not. Now, you come on, leftists, tell me, name a single person in the Trump administration that has been indicted for anything related to collusion. And you can't give me Manafort because that's all tax. That's supposedly tax evasion and tax fraud from over 10 years ago. Definitely has nothing to do with Trump. Well, how about Michael Cohen? He's got all these tapes. Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's a very bad idea for an attorney to be taping his clients. Second of all, that's kind of a scuzzbag right there. And second of all, whatever happened to attorney-client privilege? Well, that seems to be out the window now. Yeah, you better be careful what you tell your attorney. Because at some point it may be turned over to the prosecution on you. Yeah, because attorney-client privilege is now out the window, folks. Mueller and Cohen have single-handedly destroyed, in this country, attorney-client privilege. People do not fully understand the ramifications of what just happened. Attorney-client privilege is now going to be dead. Unless we're able to turn this ship around in that area, it's dead. And now you're gonna have attorneys who, in order to protect themselves from whatever they might, you know, at some point in the future be accused of, they're going to be recording all their clients. And then at some point, well, let's cut a deal if I turn over these tapes to you. Do you understand how dangerous that is? Now, you might think that you might not never be touched, but you better think again. Because oftentimes the people, when the elite get caught doing something, oftentimes the people that suffer long after that's taken care of are the little people like you and me. If you think this whole Cohen, Trump, Mueller thing is only going to hurt the elites, you got another thing coming. I don't know what you're smoking, but keep it far from me because I don't want to be that delusional. It is going to come down on you and me. And we're the ones that always seem to suffer the most anyway. Even when the powerful and rich and famous do something bad, we're still the ones that suffer. Because then they make new laws in order to try to rein in the so-called rich and powerful. And who do those laws get used against the most? You and me, who are not rich and powerful. So the destruction of attorney-client privilege is not going to harm or hamper the rich and powerful all that much, but it is going to harm us big time. And I don't doubt me when I say that's their intent anyway. It's all about you little, us little people, us rabble-rousers. We need to come to heel, as Hillary Clinton once put it. But all of this stuff is supposed to be to electrify the leftist base. Because there's going to be this big blue wave, and I haven't seen a hint of any big blue wave. As a matter of fact, there might be just the opposite. It seems to be a big blue riptide. And what do I mean by that? Well, Hot Air has got this story. The blue wave is turning into blue ebb tide in Florida. Dem registration edge drops ahead of midterms. Now, if people don't think that this whole walk away, hashtag walk away phenomena is just fake, you better think again. Look at all the numbers, folks. It all adds up to one thing. Democrats aren't dead, but they're in danger. People are waking up and walking away from their nonsense. And you know who's really to blame for this? It's not even Hillary Clinton. It's Robert Mueller. Believe it or not, right now, I'm a little surprised that the Democrats haven't asked Mueller to wrap it up, because he is doing more damage to the Democrat Party than any other single individual. Now granted, the entire swamp is guilty of it. You know, they're causing damage. To both sides of the political aisle, but mostly the Democrats. But there is one individual who is doing the most damage. And the Democrat leadership is so stupid, they will not rein him in. They have the power to do it. They can go up to, you can get Chuck Schumer could walk up to Mueller and say, "Mueller, look, man, this isn't going anywhere. It's hurting the hell out of us. You got to wrap this up." And this would be wrapped up in a matter of days. But no. They keep doubling down and tripling down and like Jan Brady said, forpling down on this stuff. And it is doing them major damage. And people are waking up to this fact thinking, this is ridiculous. You're spending 2 years and millions of dollars trying to get Trump on something that Hillary Clinton and possibly Barack Obama did. We know they did it. That's the amazing part. There is no question in anybody's mind that as far as this so-called collusion stuff is concerned, it is in the Hillary Clinton camp, not in the Trump camp. They even tried to set up Donald Trump and his people, and they didn't bite. They didn't take the bait. But people on the Hillary side did. Including Adam Schiff. We know this. There's documentation of it. But none of them are being questioned. None of them are being indicted. None of them are being held accountable. And the American people in general, many in the Democrat side, are saying, "What the hell is this?" And they're waking up to it. So there is no blue tide. If there is a blue tide or a blue wave, it is going to be because of electioneering and election cheating. We've already seen it rear its ugly head in Ohio. The old playbook. Oh, look, we found a box of 500 and some odd votes that we didn't count before. How the hell do you lose that? You don't. You don't set them aside and say, "Oh, we're just going to forget about this box for a little while." But they keep pulling the same stuff. And this is why the whole movement started by a liberal Democrat gay man who woke up one day and said, I actually think that those on the right side of the political aisle have more in common with me and want to protect me more than the left does. And he started this whole walk away type of campaign, and it is picking up steam. And all you got to do is just take a look at the numbers, folks. You got, even in the black community, blacks are not taking, they're not taking this, well, you're an Uncle Tom, a sellout, and all this BS, they're saying. I got a job, I got opportunity, there's stuff that's happening in the black community thanks to Donald Trump. That man is not a racist. Goes from 8% support on election day to 29%, what, 2 weeks ago now, a week ago? In a year and a half, folks. I mean, almost triple in a year and a half. So this is why I say it's not impossible for the Democrats to retake the House or the Senate because the majorities in both are very slim. So it's not difficult to flip a seat or two in order to put the advantage in their corner. But as far as this big blue wave, I would be surprised if there is. And stuff like this gives me a little bit more hope that it's not going to happen. Floridians go to the polls for their midterm primaries in 2 weeks, and the electorate looks surprisingly the same as it did 2 or 4 years ago, despite predictions of a blue wave. In this purple state, based on reaction to Donald Trump and the disaster response in Puerto Rico, Democrats didn't make any gains in their share of the electorate. In fact, they lost ground. Maybe because Puerto Ricans are actually walking away, too. Because they realize it isn't Donald Trump that's responsible for what's going on in Puerto Rico, but it's the government that Puerto Ricans elected in Puerto Rico, mainly like the governor and their legislator, which is highly Democrat. That seems to be a repeated thing across this country. Wherever Democrats seem to be in full control, and they've been in full control for a long period of time, which has been the case in Puerto Rico, it's nothing but a disaster. Go to any long-held Democrat-controlled city in this country, and you will find nothing but disaster. There is very little success in those places. Detroit, once a crown jewel city of the United States, is now destitute, broke, and in shambles. Chicago, our third largest, biggest populated city, cannot seem to get hold of all the violence. New York City, by the way, once on the verge of bankruptcy. Republicans took control under Rudy Giuliani. What happened? It went from being a hellhole or a shithole and being a dangerous city to being one of the safest, largest, large cities on the planet. I can go on and on and on about this, folks. I mean, even in Boston, you know, Boston's a city of, what, around 600,000 people? It's not a dangerous city, but crime has been on the rise, and it's been under Democrat control for decades now. And every time that the Democrats try to do something to revitalize parts of Boston, it always ends up with a lot of corruption and going way over budget. The Big Dig is a prime example. I mean, there's even though the Big Dig is supposed to be done and fully completed, they're still calculating the cost on that thing. Now, the original estimate, it was supposed to cost somewhere around, in current dollars, somewhere less than $10 billion. This thing is upwards, heading north of 50. You don't get that kind of... Now, granted, there's always going to be, you know, things that you don't know that's going to happen. And then they ran into some problems that they did not calculate. And the big... I get it. So there's going to be some cost overruns with that, obviously. And that happens in any construction project. But usually they say, you know what? you should budget about 15 to 20% more than what you think it's going to cost because of certain unforeseen circumstances. So if that's the case, then the big dig shouldn't have cost anywhere north of $12 or $13 billion. It went way over that. It's a Democrat-run city and a Democrat-run state. Well, we've had Republican governors. But yeah, I get it. With a Democrat legislator. I don't know of a time since I've been here that the Republicans controlled either house in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So even if you do get lucky enough to get a somewhat conservative Republican governor, they're going to be blocked everywhere they turn by the Democrats. So now Florida is actually losing Democrats according to this report on their registration rolls. People are walking away. Now, if they're walking away from the Democrat Party and independents, the majority of independents approve of the way Donald Trump is leading this country, how can there possibly be a blue wave in November? The majority of elections, even the small ones that have taken place over the last year and a half, have not indicated that the Democrats are going to have this tremendous wave and win back all these seats. It's not happening. Now, sometimes they do get a surprising win, but then you look into it and you realize that they spend a whole ton of money. And they haven't always won where they spent a whole ton of money. Now, I mean, I'm talking about local seats where, you know, usually I've reported on this before, where usually all the candidates involved might spend a total of less than 10 grand. And you have the Democrats coming in this election cycle, spending nearly $100,000. Well, they better win that seat because they just bought it. But even then, when they completely outspend their Republican or independent opponent, sometimes they don't win. I mean, this is the one time that the Republicans should be striking out big time, and they're really not doing that. And again, the only reason is that I can possibly give you that sounds... It has any modicum of logicalness to it is the fact that, yeah, there are a lot of Republicans that are part of the swamp that don't like Trump. And to give Trump more seats in Congress is a win for him. Do you understand this, folks? Not a win for you, but just a win for him. And for whatever reason, these people just can't seem to accept the fact that the American people want people in office like Donald Trump, who are going to look out for the best interests of the American people and their constituents, their electorate, and not look out for themselves. It's what the American people want. And the swamp is saying, well, no, we're not going to give you what you want. We're going to give you what we tell you. And I think Americans have finally had enough of that. And many of them on the Democrat side are walking away. So much for a blue tide.
Warning. Listening to The Rod Eccles Show by the Idiot Left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Come to that portion of the program, that part of the program where I bring you today's holidays. Yes, today's holidays for August number 14 are thus. It is Color Book Day, otherwise known as Coloring Book Day. Color Book Day actually commemorates the day in 1457 when the Mainz Seder was printed. The Mainz Seder, containing the Book of Palms or Psalms, and being commissioned by the Archbishop of Mainz, it is unique in that it is believed to be the first book to be printed using contrasting colors, using black, blue, and red inks. The blue and red colors are used throughout for the large initials and capital letters. The book also noteworthy for being the first to use different size fonts and the first to have a full date of publication printed on it. So it's not Coloring Book, it's Color Book Day. So that it's the first time that a printed book actually used color. And it was a big deal, but of course color didn't catch on for a long time. It's kind of like color. We had color movies and TVs that were available back in the 30s and 40s, but they didn't catch on until the late 60s, early 70s because of the cost. It was very expensive to do that. But, of course, in this day and age, one of the big movies that pushed color forward was, The Wizard of Oz, where part of the movie was in color, but part of it was in black and white. And they couldn't afford to do the entire movie in color, which is why they did it the way they did it. Because color was very expensive back then, for whatever reason. It was new, new technology. So new technology is always more expensive. But in any case, it is a Color Book Commemoration Day from the first book to be printed with multiple colors back in 1457. It's also National Creamsicle Day. This goes back to 1905 when 11-year-old Frank Epperson encased vanilla ice cream inside a frozen fruit juice and called it an Epsicle. His creation is similar to that we now call a creamsicle, that cool treat that we celebrate on hot, sunny days usually. But today it's kind of warm and muggy here in the northern climes of New England. But you celebrate today by eating creamsicles. Now, I have never been a fan of creamsicles, but of course, creamsicles come in many flavors, but the classic and most popular is still orange. So run out, track down your ice cream man, if you still have one that roams the streets of your neighborhood, and grab a creamsicle. Otherwise, you got to run into your local convenience store, I think. They may still carry them. It is also National Financial Awareness Day. Believe it or not, Americans still are very bad financial managers as a whole. It just goes to show that, look at our many of our state and our federal government. They can't seem to, last week, July, record amount of money flowing into the U.S. Treasury. And yet our spending went up. I mean, this is ridiculous. Trump has got this whole policy in place that is causing the treasury of this country to receive a ridiculous amount in the form of tax receipts. But we can't seem to catch up with our debt because Congress won't rein in spending. It's ridiculous. But this is, this is what often happens in private sector. Somebody goes out and they get a significant pay raise at their job or a promotion that comes along with a significant pay raise. What's the first thing to do? Oh, I'm going to go out and buy that BMW or bigger house or go on a vacation of a lifetime. And they wonder why they still can't get, I'm making more money and I still can't get ahead. Well, don't increase your spending just because you increase your income. But a lot of people think that way. And they never get out from under the debt that they have or the cycle of not being able to make ends meet every month. It's a sad, but it's true. It is also National Wiffle Ball Day. Yeah, you know that wonderful baseball-like sport using plastic bats and plastic, you know, balls with holes in them. Yeah, and that ball can do all kinds of weird things once it's, you know, hit, and it's hard to throw. It's kind of large, almost like a softball, so smaller, you know, the kids are the ones that play wiffle ball mostly. I don't think adults have taken over that sport. But the ball is rather large, and it's kind of hard to hold on to it, because if you hold on to it wrong, like you grab the holes, because it's a natural instinct, you're not going to be able to throw it straight. You got to kind of palm it. But because of its size, it's difficult for kids with, you know, kids have smaller hands. It's difficult for them to palm that thing, which then adds to the hilarity of the sport and also the frustration to kids. I played wiffle ball in grade school. It was fun but frustrating because that damn ball, you could never get it to go straight. I don't even know if they call it a ball. It's round, but it's got holes all in it. So I'm not even sure if it's actually legally a ball. And finally today, it is National Navajo Code Talkers Day. The World War II heroes using the Navajo native tongue as a code. It was a code that the Germans and Japanese could not break. Why? Because they'd never heard that language before. They'd never seen that language. And it's one of those rare languages on this planet that really doesn't seem to have a whole lot of anything in common with any other language. So there was no base for code breakers to go on. And it was such that, you know, many people outside the Navajo Nation did not know it. So they had to bring on these Native Americans, these Navajo Indians, to actually be these, and these guys were extremely important during the latter part of World War II, especially in the Pacific theater. They were extremely important, and you know, they often had basically not only one but a whole, you know, platoon of bodyguards. And basically, they were that important, and it was that type of thing in language and code that was used to really eventually go on to secretly develop and then drop the atomic bomb and end World War II. I think the last of them passed away just recently, because they're, you know, they would all be in their early 90s by now, if they're all still early to mid 90s, if they're still alive. But I think the last Navajo is there one still? I think if he wasn't the last one, he's the next to last one to pass away. By the way, Native Americans are just as much American today as anybody else, and they're very proud to be American. If you ever go to any of these powwows, if you've never been to one, I suggest you go to one. They're fascinating. Bringing together different Native cultures to you at these so-called powwows, and you will see that these Native Americans, many of them full-blooded Native Americans still, some of them mixed, but many of them still full-blooded, flying the American flag. Isn't that funny? Some of the people that the Democrats say are the most downtrodden are some of the most proud Americans that you can find. By the way, Democrats don't often talk about Native Americans anymore. They don't exist in the Democratic thought process or realm. And by the way, this is the way that blacks are now going. They're being set aside too for illegal Latinos. Just so you know. And those are your holidays for today, August number 14. The purge continues. And no, I'm not talking about, I am not talking about the movie. Or there's a new series coming out now, right? Purge series. It's a limited series or something like that. Earlier the caller Kevin mentioned, you know, society, what kids are fed. This is one of those things where it's cool to be a criminal. It is cool to be, and I saw a commercial for the Purge, and at first I thought it was a Republican. Right in the beginning of the commercial, I thought it was a Republican political ad. Up until they got to the point where they said unemployment's at 1.4% now. I think, well, we're not at 1.4%. This is not real. But it was all the talking points and all the success that we've had so far under Trump. It was within that realm. You know, in many places, crime was down and people had jobs and things like that. And then it said, well, you know, 1.4% unemployment, the lowest in history. I'm like, we're not there yet. What is this? And of course, it's promoting the TV series of The Purge. I've seen, well, how many movies are there? I've seen two of them. And the first one I thought was a lark. I thought it was actually unique, a unique premise. The second one, although I did watch the whole thing, I was not happy with it because it started to promote this lawlessness type of thing. And they said it was to help get rid of criminals. It's, you know, this whole thing, it helps. It's kind of like, I guess, a modern version of Sacrifice. But this kind of purge, I'm not talking about that purge. Facebook evidently is now deleting alternative or alt-left-wing media pages too. I wonder how the left is going to respond to this. Well, first of all, it's about damn time. I mean, if they're going to hold conservatives accountable for certain things, but not the left, that touts the same things or even worse, then we know that they're being biased, unethically biased. But evidently, they're starting to delete alternative left-wing media pages too. The NATO-backed DFR Lab is currently assisting Facebook's purge. Now, frankly, this is highly disturbing. It is now. Some of you might be thinking, "Well, Rod, they're deleting left wing pages. That's good." No, it's bad. It's all bad. And the reason it is bad is because it's called censorship, and it's now happening instead of the government actually doing it directly. They're doing it indirectly through corporate benefactors. Understand Facebook as a whole and Mark Zuckerberg are big Democratic supporters. They loved Obama. Now understand, Obama was not a fan of free speech. He really wasn't. And now understand, you've got the Democrat Party now, the power, the old guard, who is highly upset with this new bunch of kids coming up calling themselves Democratic Socialists. First of all, you don't admit that you're a socialist, even if that's what you believe in. Second of all, you don't run around touting it as if it's the new greatest thing since sliced bread. And third, you don't challenge the old guard. You know, we're the ones in power, says Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, not you. You do what we tell you, and they're not doing that. So, and they're seeing, believe it or not, they are paying attention. They are seeing candidates like Ocasio-Cortez's endorsed people. They're all going down in flames. So this whole democratic socialism is not taking hold, at least not overtly. They're not playing along. And so they've got to do something about it. So the word probably went out to Zuck and you know, some of the other social media people. Yeah, you know, we're losing ground here. You got to get rid of some of these openly far left. It's okay if they're far left. We don't mind. But they cannot be overt about it. Shut them down. I'm telling you, this is how this is going down. This is nothing to do. Believe me when I tell you this. This has nothing to do with the outrage from the center and the right on the purging of conservatives on social media. They don't give a damn about that. What they do care about and what they're told to do, because they follow orders basically, just like anybody else does in high places like that. If they want clout and political power and money and all that kind of stuff, they're going to pay attention. Hey, Zuck. Hey, Jack. You want to play ball with us? Do you want us not to regulate you in a manner that which you would not like? Then do what we tell you. That's what it's about, folks. They are trying to placate the Democrat leadership as well as take some of the sting away from the conservatives movement. Look, we just deleted some of these alternative left groups from Facebook, or some of these alternative left-wing nut jobs on Twitter. And we on the right are supposed to go, yay, it's about time. That's not the case. It's disturbing at best. Because now we're entering the realm of censorship. And only dictatorial societies have censorship. Think about that before you start, you know, yipping it up saying, yay, yay, about time somebody else got banned besides, you know, conservatives. Ooh, yay. No, that's not a good thing. As I've told people time and time again, I would even defend with my life to make sure that the right of somebody to say what is on their mind, even if I disagree with them. I don't agree with leftists. 99.9% of the time I disagree with them, usually vehemently disagree with them. But I would defend their right to say and believe what they do, even if they're complete nut jobs. Because that's the basis of a free society. That's how a free society moves forward, is when everybody is free and feels free